This is KCUR. Visit any grocery or convenience store and you'll be greeted by enticing displays of chips, soda, and candy. That's not an accident. Junk food makers offer big incentives to stores in exchange for prime product placement and promotion. Healthy eating advocates say that that marketing strategy contributes to obesity and other health problems, especially in areas where nutritious food is hard to come by. But in Kansas City, Kansas, a health program aims to turn the tables and give fruits and vegetables a fighting chance for customers' attention. For Heartland Health Monitor, KCUR's Alex Smith reports.
On the eastern side of Wyandotte County, Kansas, Abarrotes Delicias offers customers tacos, snacks, money transfers, or just a place to hang out and watch TV on a lazy afternoon.
A majority of our clients are Latinos from Central America.
Owner Graciela Martinez says her customers are a diverse slice of the surrounding neighborhood.
They're workers that come in to make small purchases or get money orders, stay-at-home moms, kids. Those are my clients.
In a part of town where there are few grocery stores, small tiendas like this one are often among the only places people have to shop for food. The selection, however, can leave a lot to be desired.
In these communities, it's easier to get soda or candy or highly preserved foods than it is to get the healthy options.
University of Kansas researcher Vicki Colley-Akers leads a program to bring healthier options to these stores, working with fellow partners in the Latino Health for All Coalition. She says Latino neighborhoods are of particular interest because of the high rates of obesity and diabetes found there.
We focus on how the environment supports or does not support healthy eating and engagement in physical activity.
It's not just a matter of stocking a few fruits and vegetables and expecting customers to buy them. Colley-Akers explains that health advocates today are up against savvy marketing techniques by junk food makers. And changing how stores operate means thinking not like a high-minded health crusader, but like a marketer.
If you've been in a grocery store, you know that there's sort of the impulse buys right next to the cash register, right? The gum and the candy. And we're trying to make it such that the avocados are right next to the cash register.
Following the example of food makers and wholesalers who offer branded coolers, shelving, and promotions in exchange for prime shelf space, the Health for All Food Retail and Restaurant Initiative offers its own coolers and fruit baskets, plus promotion on social media. In exchange, the stores agree to stock fruits, vegetables, and other healthy foods and put them within easy reach of customers.
We're trying to make it almost the default behavior to get those healthy options.
So if you build it, it doesn't mean they're going to come, right?
Alex Ortega is a UCLA professor who's been involved with similar programs in East Los Angeles and nearby Boyle Heights for the past several years. He says he's seen the strategy work well. Some stores he's worked with have reported a 20% increase in profits since introducing healthy foods. But changing how stores operate and customers behave isn't easy.
Working in these communities is complex. There's different cultures, different language, different kinds of foods that are being bought and prepared. So you really have to know what the needs are of the community and what their perceptions are of corner stores. And that will vary from community to community.
While many health advocates talk about the problem of food deserts that have little access to healthy food, some studies show that simply providing better food options in many neighborhoods doesn't change what people buy or eat.
You have to have the health education and community outreach as part of the intervention.
Ortega says healthy food projects are happening in more and more areas with large Latino populations. Unfortunately, in some places, the market intervention projects have been like TV makeover shows, without much commitment to the community they're trying to help.
They will spend anywhere between a weekend to maybe a month with a store and not doing the kind of back and forth that needs to be involved in terms of tweaking the intervention as the project moves along.
Wyandotte County program organizers say they've been working closely with store owners through the first year of the program, and as they expand in the coming year, they plan even more community engagement. They're currently evaluating the first year's success, but to hear store owner Graciela Martinez tell it, the program has already made a difference for her customers.
Pues me decían, ¿y las papitas?
At first they asked, where are the potato chips? So when they found out we didn't have potato chips, they said, well, okay, I'll have a banana.
Those are just the kinds of results organizer Vicki Colley-Akers wants to see.
Our hope is that that information can be used as we go further to expand the number of stores that are engaged and, you know, kind of create some champions within the community of business owners that will help us convey information to other stores that tell them that, well, there really is a market for this.
In addition to other stores, Colley Acre says the program will next work to convert locally owned restaurants. Alex Smith, Heartland Health Monitor.
Heartland Health Monitor, which is based here at KCUR, is a regional reporting collaboration.